The Press Democrat reported Sunday that George Kittle expects an early season comeback and is aiming for week one. "We can only carry that at headline strength. The article sits behind a paywall we couldn't access. And nothing in the coverage we could read this week, joint practice or preseason opener, shows Kittle back in team drills. 7 months out from the January Achilles tear, that's the whole verified file. Intent, stated. Participation, unseen. The June preview drew the line we're still standing on. The role is as safe as tight end roles get. 6+ targets a game, 8 straight seasons of frontline production, a target share north of 21% when he plays, and target volume is among the stickiest things in football. What no pattern can project is a surgically repaired Achilles in a 10th season, and we refused to invent one. The watch items were whether he practiced fully when veterans reported, and whether he'd be on the plane to Melbourne as more than a spectator. Veterans reported weeks ago. Full practice hasn't been part of any report we've seen. The context around the rehab tightened this week. Ricky Pearsall's season is over, Christian Kirk hasn't practiced since July 26, and Christian McCaffrey sat the week with tightness. The offense Kittle would return to is running low on proven targets, which makes his timeline matter more, not less. Jake Tongas, the man holding his spot, caught a layered ball from Brock Purdy in the joint practice, per David Bonilla at Niners Web Zone. The September 10th opener against the Rams in Melbourne is 25 days out. Does the June read hold? Unchanged. June said the rehab was cliff-shaped and unknowable from outside, and a paywalled headline of optimism doesn't move that. The difference between week 1 and week 6 remains the entire question. Next week, any sighting of Kittle in team drills before the Chargers or Raiders games, which would be the first hard evidence the week 1 aim is real. We'll check next Sunday. Data via NFL Verse.